Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, June 13th. From the Colorado News Connection, Eric Galatis has the story about Colorado's new emissions standards and how they run counter to President Trump's administration.
Colorado's new standards to limit pollution from tailpipes could be headed to court if the Trump administration moves ahead with plans to roll back federal standards created under the Obama administration. Sheila Mankey is a pediatrician and Westminster City Council member. She says lowering emission standards would put the state's most vulnerable populations, including seniors, low-income communities, people of color, and kids, at risk of developing asthma, respiratory disease, and heart attacks.
Children are also disproportionately affected by air pollution because they have smaller airways that can more easily get clogged up. They also take in more air per body weight, and they also, in general, spend more time outdoors.
Mankey notes that 78% of Coloradans supported the state's move last November to reduce tailpipe pollution and oppose weakening standards. Standards developed under the Obama administration were in part an attempt to address greenhouse gas emissions. In 2017, the transportation sector contributed more than 28% of all climate pollution. The Trump administration has argued that current emission reduction goals are unattainable and say the new standards will produce safer, cleaner, and more affordable vehicles. Mankey believes emission goals are reachable, especially as municipal fleets are replaced by electric vehicles and utility companies build out infrastructure to refuel cars and trucks with clean energy. She adds that going electric doesn't have to mean sacrificing safety.
As we move forward with electric vehicles, they do not have to be small. They do not have to be less safe than gas-powered vehicles. The technology is there.
States, including Colorado, with standards higher than the Trump administration's proposal, would likely file suit to block the rollback, led by California, which has had congressional approval to set its own standards since 1997 under the Clean Air Act. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The Colorado River provides water for 40 million people in the Southwest. But the river is running short on water. And this is pushing some states to tap into every available drop before things get worse. In the first of a three-part series called The Final Straw, KUNC's Luke Runyon reports on a controversial effort to make one Colorado reservoir bigger.
Tyson Long drives his black pickup truck in the foothills outside Boulder, Colorado. The narrow dirt road twists and turns through pine forest and past houses with yard signs that read, "Stop Gross Reservoir Expansion."
So this is a good vantage point. We are at the corner of...
Long and his wife, April Lewandowski, live near the reservoir in an area called Coal Creek Canyon. As we get closer to the dam, they imagine trucks full of building materials barreling toward us.
People are gonna get in car wrecks and people are gonna get killed doing this. I'm convinced that's gonna happen, and that's why I keep hitting the safety nail on the head.
Those trucks could become a reality. The utility that owns the reservoir, Denver Water, wants to increase the size of the dam by 131 feet and fill the human-made lake with more water from the headwaters of the Colorado River. From an overlook, the dam is a deep wall of concrete situated between the tree-lined canyon walls.
But I mean, you look at how the land splays out. I mean, you can see why they want to do that. It's so much wider all the way around.
If the expansion goes through, this would be the tallest dam in the state, and where we're standing would be underwater.
Like, there's nothing that we get from this. Like, we don't get the water from it. We don't get a better, like, we've never been told we were going to get a better road or a wider road.
It is a major construction project. I don't want to gloss over that. It will have impacts to the local community.
Jim Lockhead is the CEO of Denver Water. The utility's been pushing for the expansion since 2003. That's when a lack of snow caused the agency to nearly run out of water in one of its service areas.
This is a project that's needed today to deal with that imbalance and that vulnerability and to give us more drought resiliency.
Safety concerns are just the beginning of the project's opposition. Environmentalists are suing, arguing the expansion will harm endangered fish. A group of local activists say the additional water will spur unsustainable population growth. And the utility is now sparring with Boulder County officials over a land use permit.
No one wakes up in the morning and says, gee, I hope there'll be a 7-year dam construction project in my backyard.
Anna McDermott also lives near the banks of Gross Reservoir. She spoke about that permit at a public meeting in March.
This project represents an effort by Denver Water Board to actually grab water while they can, before federal legislation and management of the Colorado River Basin is imposed.
What McDermott is referring to is a disconnect in the watershed. States downstream, like Arizona and Nevada, just signed a new agreement that keeps them from becoming more reliant on the river. Meanwhile, upstream in Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah, the opposite is happening.
There really isn't unused or excess water out there.
That's University of Colorado water policy researcher Doug Kenny.
So every new water project we build is undercutting the reliability of every other water project we've already built.
A long-standing compact gives upper basin states the legal cover to continue developing projects like the Gross Reservoir expansion. Kenny says that adds additional pressure to the river.
I used to think that limiting factor would be the economic cost of these projects, but currently there's little evidence to suggest that's what stops these things. You know, it's politics, and it's how well mobilized the political opponents are to these projects.
Meaning to justify the costs of these big builds, water managers throughout the Colorado River's upper basin have to convince a skeptical public they're absolutely necessary. I'm Luke Runyon in Greeley, Colorado.
According to a press release, officials from Colorado Parks and Wildlife captured and killed a doe that attacked and seriously injured an 85-year-old woman in Craig. The doe was put down because of her extremely aggressive behavior. The deer attack, which is highly unusual, happened as the woman walked within city limits of Craig Wednesday afternoon. The woman had serious injuries and was hospitalized after the attack. Wildlife officials believe the doe attacked after the woman and her dog surprised the animal. Parks and Wildlife officials found and captured the doe and her fawns around 8 p.m. Wednesday night. In accordance with agency policy, the animal was put down to protect public safety. The doe will undergo a necropsy. Her fawns were taken to a local rehabilitation facility. Craig has a large mule deer population. Parks and Wildlife officials warn residents and the public not to approach wildlife, especially females with offspring. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, June 13th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.